Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Ben Starr with you today. Craig Harper's an interesting guy. He's got a brand new book out called Pull Your Finger Out, 101 Ways to Stop Wasting Time and Start Living Your Best Life. I can hear people driving along, sitting at work or even at home thinking, I've got this idea, I could give that book to someone I know. Craig's a life coach with a difference and he doesn't beat around the bush. His advice is sprinkled with harsh realities. So we thought we'd get him on the line today to give us a bit of an insight into his world. Craig, how did it all happen for you?
Well, I guess, Ben, it started with, you know, working in the fitness industry for a long time where, you know, everybody has one thing in common when they come to a gym or to see a trainer, and that is that they want to change something about their life, their body, their habits, you know, their body fat, their blood pressure, their fitness, their health. And so, you know, every day for, you know, years and years and years, I started working in gyms when I was 18. I'm 49 now. I still own a gym in Melbourne. And so I've spent 30 years talking to people about change, you know, and success and reinvention. And you kind of end up having a lot of the same conversations about the same issues. And ultimately, you know, I guess it comes down to whether or not we're really ready to pay the price, you know, to get uncomfortable and do what's required. And, yeah, so for me, it came, I realized early that changing a body was more about psychology and emotion than it was actually about the physical.
I think a lot of it gets down to attitude.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a huge correlation between what's going on in our head, you know, attitude, thinking, belief. So when someone goes into any process and tells themselves this will be horrible, this is hard, this is boring, then they kind of create their own reality. So, yeah, I talk to people often and I might look at them and think, you know what, this person's intelligent, they're educated, they've got amazing potential, but man, they got a horrible attitude. And more times than not, the attitude will determine the outcome. Success is different things for different people. So I guess, that, you know, it's really about getting clear what success is for you. For some people, you know, having a blood pressure that's 120 over 80 is a major achievement. For somebody else, they don't even think about that ever.
We talk about, you know, making changes, but it is the hardest thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are lots of barriers to change. There's all the practical stuff. There's, you know, there's work, there's life, there's business, there's time, there's money, there's all that stuff. Mm. All the external kind of crack stuff. And then there's the internal stuff, which is, you know, fear, anxiety, overthinking, procrastination. You know, some of us have almost been doing things for years. You know, some of us don't finish what we start. We lose weight, we regain it. We get a bit fitter, we get a bit unfit. We give up smoking, we take it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's this constant internal chatter that most of us contend with day to day, and it's really about trying to harness that internal stuff and be more solution-focused and problem-focused and really, you know, trying to explore our potential and maybe tap into something that we haven't tapped into before.
So tell us, the book, what will it do for people? When they get it, they're going to read it, they're going to find some things in there that they're probably not going to agree with, but what's the general crust of the book?
Look, I think the thing is this, about self-help in inverted commas. I call it self-help for people who don't like self-help. And it's funny, it's confronting, there's some great insights, there's some great information, there's lots of stories. Very readable. And I think what I like about, and of course I'm going to say this is my book, but I'm also very practical, and I will say that this book is not the answer, in inverted commas, but what is good about this book is that it's 101 small self-contained chapters. All it is is a resource. You know, some people will read the book and they'll turn their life around.
Fantastic advice, Craig Harper. Thank you very much for joining me today on the program.
Hey, Ben, thanks for having me.
And good luck with the book. Of course, if you're wanting to get that book, I've got a couple of ideas. I'm going to buy it for a few friends of mine. Pull Your Finger Out. 101 Ways to Stop Wasting Time and Start Living Your Best Life. And that's not to be nasty, because I think they've all got potential and they just need to realise it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.